This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3.
Hey, it's Sarah and Vinny. Thanks for listening to our podcast.
Remember, you can see us live every day and watch video replays at radioalice.com/watch.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show.
Man.
Coronavirus. Jesus. Everybody panic. My first story this morning is about don't panic.
What? Wait. Do you have gloves on?
I'm not panicked. No, they look. When I walked in here, so there's a note on the front door there. It says basically, you know, every time you walk in here, you got to hit the hand sanitizer, this, that, the other thing. I walk in. There's like a little hospitality station over here where you can wipe everything down. It's got a pile of gloves. I'm like, I'll put on a pair of those, see how long I can stand that. What am I, 2.5 minutes in? My fingers are sweating. Like, well, my hands have never been so warm.
That's great.
Well, yeah, you like to be warm.
Well, I guess I'm just used to always having freezing cold hands and tucking them up my sleeves and under my butt the whole time we're on the air here, because they're like sweat. I think I'm making it so the 2 minutes, 50 seconds, that's how long I lasted with the gloves. Now, do I have to throw these out? Or can
people...
You should
save them for yourself.
Oh, just... Okay.
Yeah, not for
that's
else.
Not a bad idea.
Yeah.
I'll save them.
You
like, if I'm ever... Like, at the supermarket, I'll be like, oh, God, I can't touch any of your
keep
stuff.
Them in your jacket.
Yeah. There's no germs in my jacket.
Along with everything else.
Right. Your e-cig.
All kinds of crap
in here. Vibrator.
I don't have... That's in my purse. You never know.
You never know what?
You never know when you might need it.
All right.
I'm only kidding. I'm sure that thing is out of batteries.
Oh, so there is one in your purse.
That little lipstick-shaped one. That's
the same one that's been in there since the lottery win?
Like, and long before that. Like, somebody sent it to the station, and it's so cute because it's little, and it's shaped like a little lipstick container. I'm like, oh my God, that's adorable.
Clearly, you haven't used it in a while.
Yeah, that's true. But it's nice if you're on vacation or something, you're like, oh crap, I forgot. Toys, you know? I'm going to have all your stuff.
Sure.
You know? John's definitely going to want it on vacation. God.
Well, Lord knows.
You people in your...
He's not enough for you, right?
That's not how it works.
It's how it works at my house.
Oh, really? That you're not enough for her?
No, I just mean, you know, she likes her vibrator.
Yeah. That has nothing to do with you not being
I'm
enough
kidding,
for her.
But, you know, the point is, it's... Yeah, you want it on vacation, too.
Yeah.
You bring your vibrator.
You want it all the time.
Yeah, I'm aware.
Just so much effort to do it yourself.
Look.
I like my little friend.
There's no... how do I put this?
I don't know.
There's a lot of perks to being in a steady, long-term relationship and a lot of upside, but...
Yeah.
Vibrator's helpful. When you... Like, it used to be, when we first started.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, that girl was into it. Now she's kind of like, eh. Great.
It's almost as bad as Sarah's attitude towards it.
Yeah, well.
No, I'm telling you, we're still into you guys. It's just that, like, our part of the relationship doesn't... I don't know, like, sex is a need with dudes in a way that it just isn't. And listen, some girls, they're going to be horny their whole lives. I hear every time I say, oh, who cares? We get a million texts from girls who are like, I want it every day, twice. Good for you. The rest of us, we don't.
I kind of feel like from the time we bone,
yeah,
you start parting, And you're going almost different directions until you bone again. Like, to me, that's that reconnect. That
yes.
feels like, oh, yeah, this is, well, this is us.
Uh-huh. So it's so the physical longer, connection that makes
away,
you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So a month, 2 months passes, you feel you're just like
that's
a million.
A long time.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah. And for a girl, it's that you made eye contact with me and listened to what I had to say.
Yuck.
And then that's how we reconnected. We just reconnect on different levels. But I totally, you know, I actually feel like this show has been really helpful to me in seeing how important sex is to John. Like, dude's happy. If I want something, I put out and I get it. Like, he loves that.
Yeah.
He loves doing that. And it makes him so happy. And what makes him really happy, chicks, listen, I know you're not in the mood all the time. I'm with you. It's fine. Pretend you're so into it. Like, you just can't, you know, commit yourself. Tear his clothes off. Eat him up.
Terrible.
I mean, it's nice
it's
to hear,
not
but
terrible.
It's also
make
depressing.
Him know how, because you do it because you love him, you know?
Right.
I didn't love the guy.
Even
I'd be
you
like,
hate
I'm not
the act of it.
I don't
do
hate the act
him,
of it.
Right?
I just, it's
well,
just
why are
not,
you pinching your nose then?
I'm not.
I'm holding
it's
your
just
breath.
Not, it's not something that occurs to me with the regularity that it occurs to you. That's all.
All right.
But I think that knowing that, I make a real effort to make sure he knows I love him, I want him, I'm into him. Little acting,
you're a
girls,
good lady.
Goes a long way. It does. Say all kinds of raunchy crap to him. He loves it. The end. I have spoken.
Okay.
I'll post that on my story today.
Oh, God.
I won't. There's so many things I want to post.
You posted
on there
that... a lot of stuff yesterday.
I did. I just kept saying, oh, that's worth it. The the thing is, there's so much I want to post that I just don't do it. Like, I'm having a really hard time posting any singing stuff.
Why?
Because as much as I absolutely love to sing, and in the moment, I just don't care. I'll sing. I'll, like, listen back to something, like John's playing something and I'm in the other room and I'm singing along with it and you can kind of hear it in the background, and I listen back, I'm like, oh, that sounds like crap. I'm not posting that. I've posted a couple singing things that are just,
I haven't heard them.
Well, right, because I haven't put them up. I have not put them up because I'm like, I don't know, I want it to sound good, I guess, right?
I don't No, I think you just post.
You just post it?
Yeah.
Especially if it's a story, you know, it goes away. And
that is true.
I like the one where John's playing the piano and you're singing along with him. It's adorable, you know?
Yeah.
When it was casual.
It's in my highlights, Vinny. You can
oh, it's there
watch
now.
It. Yeah.
Oh,
I save right. it because I was like, oh, it's so cute. But that's really more about John playing.
If you don't know,
piano.
We're talking about Instagram.
We're talking about Instagram, everybody. Instagram, it's a thing, turns out. Johnny Mosley told me 2 weeks ago, he goes, Sarah, you got to start doing stories, and you got to, when I tag you in a story, you got to, like, tag me back in a story. It creates synergy. I'm like, in my head, I'm going to load up. That is synergy. I got your synergy right here.
You should have shot back at him and said, you should do your podcast by yourself and leave me out of it. I already have a radio show.
I should have. No, I like it. He's fine. It is a lot of work, though. You know, he comes in, he's like, so what are we doing today? I'm like, I don't know, man. It's your show.
It was his idea, his show.
Yeah, he wants to do it.
I you got
like,
all
sure,
the equipment.
I'd love to help you out with that. But anyway.
Right.
But the funny thing is, I started doing it, and I started tagging people in it. And then they're like tagging me back. I'm like, oh, it's like a game of tag. This is super fun. By the way, I have some kind of insight thing I didn't realize I had, and that I touched the thing, and I can see who touches tags on the things I put up. And you know who got the most tag touches yesterday? Nicole.
I've never heard of this.
It's a, I don't know how to explain it. When you know how you showed me how to look at each
you
thing?
You said it, insights.
Insights. So I touched the insight thing.
Oh.
And then
it, look at that.
Yeah, take a look at it. And it shows you like who you tagged in the thing and how many people touched their tag to go look. She had like 600 tag touches. I was like, yeah, to Jesus.
Okay.
Yeah. It
I
was
don't
crazy.
Know what this is, but I'm going to look it up right now.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
Good for you. Well, look.
I know. I'm so excited.
I
was like,
I like
figuring
Instagram.
Things out. Yeah, it's fun. It's
for
cool.
a minute or two.
Yeah. No, okay. I like it for longer than I ever thought I would. I'm like, I might be spending it. They'll actually set an alarm for you like, you've been on there long enough.
Oh, really?
For today. Yeah.
All right.
Thinking about setting it. What's a reasonable time? 4 hours?
Jesus.
I'm cracking myself up over here.
That's good. Mm. Good for you.
Yeah. So what did you do yesterday? So surfing's over.
Surfing's over.
You got a tattoo anyway.
I mean,
so
right. The tattoo has me out of the water for 2 weeks either way, but for the most part, the wind will... And I don't know. We're getting rain now, too.
I know.
It's weird.
I heard this weekend. I heard your neck of the woods later this week.
Uh-huh.
And then maybe like a rainy Saturday, which, fine, great. Give it to me.
I don't know. So I went and play. I went for a hike in a on some trails near my house.
Yeah. Did you see anything cool?
With I saw CanePerformance.com. Sherry and Pete and their dog Buster zooming around on their mountain bikes on the trails.
The dog just runs along with them. And...
It's their lunch break. So they have regular. He's a coach, and so on their lunch break they train. They're crazy.
Yeah.
Well, CanePerformance.com.
Shame.
They're like the premier.
Like Iron Man and woman things.
Yeah, he was pro. He won those things all the time.
Ah.
I think he's in the, if he's not in, he's about to go into the Triathlon Hall of Fame. Like, he's a big deal.
Wow.
Yeah, he's a really big deal.
I didn't even know there was a Triathlon Hall of Fame.
Dude's a beast.
That's crazy.
And so he coaches. That's what they do. But then they also do it for fun. So we went for a hike. Because, you know, when you get into a family situation, you don't even see your partner or talk to them. Almost never.
Yeah.
And so we were like, let's go for a hike together.
That's so sweet.
Sure.
Were the kids both at like daycare and school? Mm-hmm. And you guys are like.
And she took a lunch break and I had just gotten home and we went for a hike. It's the first exercise I've had in 2.5 weeks.
Oh, boy.
2 weeks. I've been sick.
Yeah.
So it was nice.
You get stir crazy too.
Oh, I get really nuts.
Yeah.
So it was nice to get out. And so, anyway, yeah, I went for a nice hike.
We find like mushrooms or cool rock formations.
Just hiked and got my heart rate up.
Oh, good.
Get
that heart beating out of the chest.
Spun my little bars on my thing.
Fingadera.
Yeah.
That's okay, right?
Yes. That is okay.
I had no idea that wasn't okay. I've been hearing that for years.
Does remember the Irish guy that was in here?
Yes.
David, remember that word he kept saying?
David Nye Hill. Yeah.
I thought that was like a...
So did I.
A warped...
Yeah. I swear to God, he's just bastardized it to make it sound like it's not just a version of the F word.
Oh, okay.
Because I would never just be saying that.
All right.
And he was saying it a lot.
And I know.
I was a little... I was scared of that.
Yeah. No, I'm with you.
But he says it means happily or happiness.
Well.
I'm like, all right.
Whatever.
He's nice, though.
Did you go to a show?
I didn't go to a show, but I posted a thing about him on my Instagram, and he posted it back to me.
Oh, see? Look at you.
I know. See how it works? Who knew? Not I. That's for sure.
Yeah, I don't.
Yeah.
I like to post.
Yeah.
I don't like to tag or do all that other stuff. I don't want it to feel like work.
Yeah. I know what you mean, and it does feel, I feel like compulsive toward it lately. Just like, I want to see if anybody responded to anything. But
one of my friends wrote me, hey, did Sarah really do a podcast with Kai Lenny? Did you do a podcast?
Yeah, we did do. He was not in person.
But he was on the phone.
He was. He was. Well, no, he was. It was an interview that Johnny had done with
Johnny,
him.
Yeah.
And you were there for it.
Oh, no. No, I wasn't there.
Oh.
No, he was on the podcast. We took the interview because Johnny's out in the world and does interviews with some equipment. And then he brings it back and... Bryn cuts it up, and then we discuss the person, and then we play the interview.
Oh, I see. Okay. Yeah.
But sometimes we have people on. This lady, Veronica Bell. She's going to be on pretty soon.
Who's she?
She's a big snowboarder. You should look her up.
Veronica Bell?
Yeah. So she's, I think, from the area. Veronica. I don't know. She's a friend of Johnny's, but she's badass. She's, like, set all kinds of women's records and stuff.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she's great. And we had Lindsey Vonn on, another interview that he did that we...
So you didn't get to talk to him.
No. Oh. But he knows all these people. So whenever he's out, like, you know, hanging in Aspen or at the Yellowstone Club.
Oh, Veronica Bell is a native San Franciscan.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, so she's a local.
Wait a minute.
And she's, but she's great, apparently.
That can't be right.
What?
This isn't the same person.
Let me see.
There seems to be a lot of Veronica Bell.
Yeah, this is a lady who works for Lighthouse Public Affairs.
Yeah, that's not going to be her. Anyway, I mean, we can look her up off the air.
That
no,
this
that,
lady?
That's not her. Well, nah, she's younger than that. She was a kid.
She's younger than that?
Yeah, she's like, I don't know. She looks like she's 20.
And has a kid?
No, she looks like a kid.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Did you find her? Might be B-E-L-L-E.
I don't know.
Johnny follows her, though, and the podcast follows her. Whatever.
But she's really good.
Yeah, well, he's just, like, I mean, he gets all starry-eyed when he talks about her.
He does?
All right, Johnny. Yeah, so she's going to come in, so she'll be in the, she'll come into the podcast. So,
and by come in, meaning your house.
Come to my house.
Oh, yes. Shoot!
Through the business entrance.
When will that happen?
Pretty soon, she's going to contact, I've been going back and forth with her, she's going to
contact
me. This
has got to be her right here. She's doing a backflip on skis, so, you know, that makes sense, Veronica Bell.
Boom.
Yeah.
So, oh, she wiped out.
No, that's, is that her? Or is that just something she posted? I thought she was a snowboarder, but what the hell do I know?
You know stuff.
I co-host Johnny Mosley's podcast, and I'm like, I don't know what people do.
What the hell do you know?
Called.
You know all kinds of weird things.
Yeah. That is true. I do know weird things.
She's wearing that same getup, so.
Oh, well, all right. Then she's a skier. I take it all back.
She might do both.
Yeah, she might.
Could do both.
It's true. Oh, maybe that's her on the snowboard right below the, see her there? Is that her?
Oh, that's.
Who cares? Oh, my God.
Skis put together.
So is anyone else doing spring cleaning? Like, you know how sometimes you start.
It's not time yet.
No, it is. It's getting there, man.
I know it's there. It's just a matter of the rain needs to stop. Like, I need to pull everything out of my garage, sweep it out.
And sort through
mop it. Mop it. Like, put everything back clean and ready for, yeah, I got to do that. But I can't, not while it's raining.
It's like picking at a scab, you know? Like, you just start to, like, yesterday I had to put some stuff up in the attic. And, because we had to clear out two rooms in order to do this studio. And so crap is jammed everywhere. Like, in my bedroom, there are three huge chairs just pushed up against the wall. There's, like, a bunch of lamps in there. All the guitars are in there. Like, it's just a CF in my bedroom, right? So I'm moving some stuff up into the attic, and I get up in the attic, I look around, I'm like, you gotta be kidding me. Like, this is clearly, for the last 6 months, people are just throwing things up to the top and letting them land wherever, right?
Who's doing that?
All of us. Everything from suitcases to sleeping bags
to
rugs.
That doesn't sound like John at all.
Well, right. So I knew that if John went up there, he'd be mad. So I start.
So it's you and the kids.
Well, I don't want to say that, but sure. It's not John. Let's put it that way. So I'm up there, and it's, you know, it was actually a warmish day yesterday, so of course it's 5,000 degrees up there. But I start by, like, oh, well, let me just put these suitcases over here. And then I look, I'm like, what's that crap behind the suitcases? I'm like, Sarah, leave this attic now, because if you don't, you're going to spring clean it. That's how it happens.
Well, but you should spring clean
it. But I didn't want to yesterday.
You should have.
And plus, I hate doing stuff alone. So I want, you know, I want to wait till I can be like, John, we should really clean up the attic. Oh man. I'm just ready. You know, you do get an itch in the spring, don't you?
Yeah.
Like, you just want to set everything
I'm
right.
I'm down. I'm going to do it. The rain has to stop for me. I don't want to do it in the heat of summer, you know?
Right.
But
that's why
I don't want to do it. I don't want to do it when there's still rain.
Right.
It's tracking mud through right after I'm not doing that.
That you refinished that garage floor when you moved in there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it looked beautiful and empty. Oh, my God. That was the most beautiful garage
I've
ever seen.
It's like an ice skating rink. It's so shiny.
Gorgeous.
And clean.
Yeah. And now it just looks like a garage, right?
Well, it gets dirty.
Can you fit three cars in there?
No.
It's
not even close.
It's a two-car garage. Or
it's a big two-car garage.
But it's...
Yes. But we've got a treadmill in there, and I've got a wall of surfboards. All different heights.
More.
Well.
So you can only fit one car in the whole thing?
No, we can fit two.
Oh, you can?
Oh, yeah.
And the oversized part is where the treadmill is.
Right.
I see. God, and, I'm jealous.
Oh,
don't,
yeah.
Don't tell John about this.
Well.
I'd be very upset.
He's been over, so, I mean, he could have seen it if he looked.
He should have looked. Maybe he didn't look because he was like, oh, the pain.
Or, you know, there were a bunch of people over and he didn't feel like he could walk through the house.
Yeah. I always feel like I can walk through.
I know that you do.
Like a... You know, I've got to take a look around.
Yeah.
I'm not going to open any of your drawers or go in your medicine cabinet.
Why not?
I just wouldn't.
Oh.
I just don't want... You know why? Because you don't want to see anything you can't unsee.
There's nothing you can't... are you kidding?
I just don't want to see
you
anything.
You know every single little thing about me.
Yeah, but what if I found out something I really didn't want to know? Like, I don't know. It's like some person's hand in their top drawer. I don't know, Vinny. I don't know what you've got in your drawers, and I don't want to know. It's fine. You're allowed to have secrets from me.
I have a hand
you
in my
don't.
Drawer.
I mean, I hope you don't.
I don't.
But I don't know that for sure.
All right.
KLLC, KLLC, so HD1, San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. We'll be right back with good news about the coronavirus. Don't panic, everybody. It's true.
Okay.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.